Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Hello. Welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Jean Case is the CEO of the Case Foundation and devotes much of her life to philanthropy. She discusses with Veronica Dagger the importance of giving back and the best ways you can do so. Coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street, to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, while you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Jean Case is the CEO of the Case Foundation. Jean and her husband Steve have donated more than $100 million to various causes and charities through the foundation, and more than double that through their personal giving. She joined the Giving Pledge, started by Melinda and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett in 2010 with Steve, and publicly reaffirmed her commitment to give away the majority of their wealth to fund worthy and charitable causes. Welcome, Jean. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Veronica. It's a delight to be with you.
My pleasure. So, Jean, first, tell us about your motivation. What motivates you to give?
Well, you know, I think both my husband and I were raised sort of with the belief that to whom much is given, much is expected. And I think we had the terrific opportunity to help build a great company and benefit from that, know a bunch of really great and talented people and benefit from that. And as we looked out across our world and saw a world of great needs, I think it excited us both to think about using sort of these next chapters of our lives to try to make a difference.
That's so wonderful. What a great mentality. Tell me, how do you personally benefit from giving? How does it make you feel?
Well, you know, I think much has been written about this, and there's been a fair amount of research as well of late, which I find really helpful. And that is that most people who spend their time focused on trying to make a difference in the world usually walk away feeling they're the greater beneficiary, even if they really have spent that time giving of what they have, whether that's their time or their money or other resources where they think, you know, they can play a role and make a difference. And that's certainly been my experience. So there aren't many bad days here. In this role at the Case Foundation, let me tell you.
Oh my gosh, that's just going to have to be such a fun job, helping so many people, making an impact that way. Tell us more about why you think it's important for the wealthy to give back.
Sure. Well, I should say, I think it's important for everybody to give back.
Good point.
And in fact, you know, this word philanthropy really means the love of humanity. Mm. And I'm an optimist. I believe most people have a love of humanity. And so I think to a person, everyone has a role they can play in benefiting society or benefiting the life of someone else. And we encourage that really in everything that we do. So at the Case Foundation, we've been about democratizing philanthropy and really moving away from this definition of philanthropy being about rich people writing checks and encouraging everyone to give what they can of what they have.
That's wonderful. Everyone can make an impact, whether it's through their time, through their money, some sort of resources to help other people. That's a great way to look at it. I love that. I also love your commitment to entrepreneurship through the foundation. Tell us why that's so important to you.
Sure. Well, you know, I came out of the private sector. I'd spent my career in technology and, of course, the last decade or so at AOL. And there, I think we saw just the unbelievable power of both business, but more importantly, entrepreneurs, to look at a problem and come up with new solutions. And so when I moved over to what we call the social sector, which includes philanthropy, nonprofits, government, et cetera, and I really saw sectors that were grappling with some of the most daunting challenges of our time. So I looked around the tables, I didn't see a lot of entrepreneurs. And so I think it struck us just based on our own background and you know, understanding the power of entrepreneurial approaches, that gosh, if that could be infused in the social sector, there could be an opportunity really for a whole new way to approach some of the old daunting challenges. And I'm pleased to say, I think in the last decade or so, we've seen much more involvement, really calling entrepreneurs. Today they're called social entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. But really, at the end of the day, calling entrepreneurs to the table and say, bring us your best thinking around how you might solve this really daunting challenge that we're looking at.
That's really neat. Is there a specific entrepreneur that comes to mind that you, maybe that you've helped or helped inspire, that is a success story to you that you hold up?
Sure. And they, I must say, they run the gamut from, you know, really some of the hottest companies today. So if you look at Warby Parker, for instance, you know, definitely a fashion leader in eyewear. They're very much of an impact company. Right from the start, the DNA of that company was to basically make it easier and more convenient to get eyewear, and that didn't just apply to the elites who want the most fashionable, but they also, for every pair of glasses that they sell, they make a pair of glasses available in the developing world. Revolution Foods, and by the way, they were named the number one most innovative company by Fast Company last year, and it really is sort of this entrepreneurial spirit just infused into the building of a great company and brand. Similarly, there's a company on the West Coast, Revolution Foods, and they're providing about 1.5 million healthy foods into our public school systems and after school and community centers that serve children as well. And there they say they have kid-inspired chef-crafted meals that they make available, and almost single-handedly they're changing the diets of children all over America. And that was their mission when they got started, and it is really two moms who took the company forward as founders and the CEO today. And you know, these are people with a real mission in mind in the businesses that they're building.
That's great. I think it shows that you can make money but also give back at the same time. This has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, Jean.
Thanks, Veronica.
My pleasure, and thanks again to Jean Case for joining us. This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of the Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.